Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today's guests from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants pitchers Matt Cain and Will Smith. We'll start with Matt Cain. Matt, you're coming back from injury, and the other day you were pitching for the Sacramento River Cats. I mean, tell us, what were you working on there? I know, you know, the bottom line didn't look great, but did you accomplish what you wanted to, you know, there in that outing?
Yeah, I did. You know, I went out there, and I felt fine. All my pitches were working, and you know, I think the biggest thing is I came out of it good.
Has it been frustrating this year, just, you know, having to go back and forth, you know, rehab assignment and that kind of thing, and bouncing, you know, back onto the DL and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's definitely not what you're looking for, but, you know, you got to deal with it and find a way through it, and you know, find a way to be able to benefit the team and figure out a way we can get into the postseason.
What do you think this team is looking for down the stretch? Because you had such a great first half, and it just seems like you guys have been searching for it for about a month or so now.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we just need to relax and go out there and enjoy the game again. You know, we all know what happened in the first half, and we know, you know, what we did in the second half to get in this position we're in now, and we can't sit there and dwell on it. We've got to keep playing ball well, and I think we've done that over the past weekend, and you know, carry that into September.
I mean, do certain individuals start putting pressure on themselves, you think, when things are going bad? I mean, you know, there's certain players that are counted on to think, you know, I need to do a little bit more.
Yeah, we always do. I mean, that's the part about being an athlete. You know, you're going to put pressure on yourself, but I don't think we need to find a way to you know, not put any added pressure on there. There's enough pressure when the game goes on out there, and it's hard enough as it is. And, you know, let just guys do their natural thing, and it'll end up what it needs to be.
We'll have more with Giants pitcher Matt Cain right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family, and they offer a nationwide warranty backed by the strength of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network. And unlike watching close Giants games, going to Toscalito equals a stress-free life. No torture at Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
There's plenty of experience on this pitching staff. What have you seen from the newcomers, though? You know, guys who are veterans, but they're new to the team. You know, Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija, they're in their first season with the Giants. You got a Matt Moore, who almost threw a no-hitter the other day, just what he's added to the team as well.
It's just a, you know, it's a fresh face with Matt Moore coming in, you know, right after the break. And, you know, he's got unbelievable stuff. So we're trying to learn him, and he's trying to learn everything over here. And I think he's starting to get comfortable. I think that showed the other day, and I think we've seen bits and pieces of that in the starts before that. But, you know, he's got unbelievable stuff, and he's going to be a huge benefit for us. And the same thing with – that's kind of what we did with, you know, Johnny and Shark, you know, in spring training. We're just trying to figure out what those guys are like, what they're like to be around. And, you know, everybody falls in place where, you know, as time goes on.
How important is that one start that kind of gets you going? Because Moore, you know, he wasn't able to get wins his first few times out as a Giant. Goes out there, almost throws the no-hitter. I mean, you've been there before where, you know, things aren't going well for a few starts, and then you throw a really good one. What does it mean?
It's just pushing through those bad ones. You've got to find a way to do that. That's going to happen, you know, during a long season. You're going to run into some rough starts, and I think the biggest thing is not to deter too from you know, what you've been doing or what you've had success from. Just keep pushing, and those guys are, you know, they're doing a lot of work at home plate as well, trying to get hits and stuff. So you know, sometimes you make really good pitches and guys get hit, and it can work the other way where, you know, it looks like you did really good out there, but you might have threw a lot of bad pitches and it just didn't work out where they got hits.
It had to be crushing for him to lose a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning. You know, you've been there before where you got the perfect game. And what runs through your mind with that last batter up there? It's got to be nerve-wracking, even if you know, you went the whole game and you're pitching great. I mean, what do you think was going on with him, and how disappointed was the team that he didn't get it?
I mean, I think we're all, you know, sad that he didn't get it, because I think we all did. We all saw him doing it with the way he was throwing, the way he was, you know, executing pitches, and he executed a pitch. You know, there's nothing you could do. Seager's been hot, and he ends up getting one right over the infield in front of the outfielder. So it's, you know, just the way the game can go, and it makes you appreciate when you've seen a no-hitter or been a part of a perfect game, it makes you appreciate how special they really are.
How often are you asked about it? How often do you think about the perfect game?
Probably not too terrible amount, but, you know, it comes up every once in a while.
To finish up, you know, it seems like this year there'll be 3, 4, 5 innings where you're just going great. Everything looks like it's going perfect for you. You know, you're going to get the win. And then it just, you know, there's an inning or a couple of hitters or whatever it is. Is there anything that you've been able to pinpoint that you can get to where you could have this consistency, you know, down the stretch here?
I think the biggest thing is just staying in the same mode, same mindset as I had been in the beginning, and earlier in the game or any situation. And that's what I've always benefited from in the past, is not getting too overwhelmed in any spot or any situation to where, you know, even if we're losing or we're up, you know, just worry about executing pitches and, you know, it's going to happen.
All right, Matt. Hey, and the very last thing, we were watching Tim Tebow. He's trying to play baseball. What do you think?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, I met him years back, and I mean, he's probably got tons of athletic ability. I mean, who knows? It could work out, but for him, I wouldn't put it past him.
All right, Matt. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Definitely.
That's Giants pitcher Matt Cain. Coming up, we're going to hear from Giants left-hander Will Smith right after this. We all know the Giants season has fluctuated between being very hot and, just after the All-Star break, cold. At least they're not boring. So what about your dessert experience lately? Same old, same old? How about trying a unique, refreshing frozen dessert from Rita's Ice of Hayward? Rita's is sure to please everyone, offering sugar-free, dairy-free, and all-natural treats. Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from, and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless, and this is a cold experience Giants fans can embrace. When you stop by Rita's Ice of Hayward at 26775 Hayward Boulevard, be sure to mention the Sports Virus, and you'll receive one free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Ice of Hayward, Italian ice and frozen custard. Now let's get to the conversation with Giants left-handed reliever Will Smith. Well, tell us about your journey here with the Giants. I mean, I know it didn't start out the way you wanted, but you're pitching better. So tell us about, you know, just the mental part of that, joining a new team and getting your feet wet.
Yeah, my first couple outings didn't quite go the way I wanted them to when I got here. But, you know, I just stuck with it, you know, just kept working hard. I know eventually it'd come around, and it's come around here lately, so it's nice to be able to get in the games and help the team out and get some wins.
Were there some nerves? Did you feel like you were maybe putting too much pressure on yourself joining a new team?
Yeah, maybe. You know, you know the kind of history that comes with the Giants and the even year thing and all that stuff going on. You know, these guys are winners here. So you wanted to come in and start on the right foot, you know, just get that first one out of the way. But I kept giving up runs and giving up runs. But it eventually settled out and things are going well now.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what got it going for you? I mean, especially pitching well in that Dodger series, that has to help mentally, you know, just get your confidence going.
Yeah, I think eventually I just got tired of giving up runs and gave myself a little pep talk that's probably not airable on the air. But, you know, enough was enough, and I'd had enough of it. So I just, you know, like I said, gave myself a little pep talk, and things have kind of come around.
What have you noticed about this clubhouse that's different than being in Milwaukee? And I know you guys weren't in the race in Milwaukee, but just, you know, being around the Giants so far in your time here.
It's been fun. You know, like I said, these guys are winners. You know, they've won 3 World Series here recently. So they know how to win. They like to win. It's fun here. You know, I mean, you come in, there's a bunch of big name guys here too. That's nice to have on your team. I've told a bunch of media I'm glad I'm finally a good guy here. I don't have to face those three over there, Belt, Panic, and Crawford, they were giving me nightmares. Yeah, I'm glad to be a good guy in white now.
Yeah, it is funny. You know, you mentioned those guys. They're really good hitting against lefties. It must be a pain in the neck for a lefty to go up against them because they seem to hang in there so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. you know, I told the media earlier too, this isn't an easy place to come in and play as a visiting player. You know, it's a funky dimensions out there to begin with for the outfielders. It's chilly when you come here. The fans here are, you know, they do that whoop when you're down in the bullpen warming up. So it's a tough place to come in to pitch. So I'm glad I'm a home guy now.
Speaking of the bullpen, I mean, the relationships are important out there. I know you probably had some good friendships in Milwaukee. What have you noticed about these guys? You know, you mentioned some of the guys that have been winning, and there are some guys who have a lot of experience in there, Casilla, Romo, Lopez. They've been around here for all three of the World Series rings.
Yeah, and those are the kind of guys you kind of lean on when you know, when things aren't going really well. You just kind of be like, hey, man, you know, how'd you do this when this happened? And they've got, you know, a story for it, just that, you know, sometimes it seems like it helps you out. But, yeah, we got a great pen down there. You know, all the guys get along just from what I've seen. It's not like anybody hates each other down there. But we have fun down there, but we know when it's time to work, it's time to work. And, yeah, a lot of good things going on here.
What have you noticed about the intensity of a pennant race? I mean, you know, some people like it because they can turn it up a notch. How do you feel about it?
I think it's fun. You're playing meaningful games. That's why we all play this game. You know, at the beginning of every year in spring training, 30 teams have a chance to win a ring. And when you're still in the conversation in, what is it, late August, August 30th now? You know, it's fun. I think it is. Play meaningful games, get a chance at a ring. It can be a shot in the arm.
How much do you feel like you're valuable because you can come in, you can face one batter, but you can close out a game. You can do a lot of different things from the left side coming in.
Whatever Skip wants, I'll do. You know, I'm comfortable pitching a full inning, or if it's one guy, or if it's a lefty or righty, it doesn't really matter. Just whatever he needs, I'll do.
More with Giants lefty Will Smith in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
A lot of people made, you know, a lot of big story about what happened to you in spring training. Tell us about that, because you were, you know, trying to put your shoe on and then you hurt your knee, and it must have been really disappointing.
Yeah, it was. I think we had a week and a half left in spring training. I got done throwing in a minor league game, just getting my work in, whatever. Coming off the field, trying to take my shoe off, didn't happen. Tried to take it off again, and then my knee went pop, and I tore my LCL on my knee. Had to rehab that till May, I think May, middle of May was 6 weeks, and then I think I was back by the end of beginning of July, around there. But yeah, it was a long process. I definitely don't want to do it again.
I was going to say, did you have an injury before in your life? Because being out like that, I mean, it's got to drive you crazy.
Yeah, I've never been hurt before, knock on wood. That was the first significant injury I've had, and missed a lot of time. Yeah, it was no fun. I was going crazy. I think all the hitters wanted me out of the dugout. I was driving them crazy in Milwaukee. I was driving the trainers crazy. I was driving everybody crazy. I was driving myself crazy.
I'm sure you heard the stories about Jeremy Affeldt, the relief pitcher here. I mean, he always had a different way of getting injured. I mean, people have already been comparing that. Have you talked to Jeremy about this at all?
He actually was. When we got home, after that long home road trip we were on, we came back. He was in the clubhouse a couple of days, and I actually did get a chance to introduce myself and meet him. And we did kind of share, you know, oh, so you got hurt in a funny way too. But yeah, I've heard the stories of him and how he got hurt, but hopefully those are the last ones.
Now, being in the same division as the Chicago Cubs, you guys in Milwaukee, you faced them a lot more, and the Giants are going to be going there for a big series this coming weekend. You know, what's it like to pitch at Wrigley, you know, especially when the wind's blowing out as a pitcher coming out of the pen?
Wrigley's cool. You know, I'm a big baseball fan, so I think the history and all that kind of stuff is a cool part of baseball too. So to be able to go to Wrigley Field and play in a place that's got so much history and stuff, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's the friendly confines for sure. It's definitely close quarters in there. But if you're a baseball fan, I think you should have fun at Wrigley. Just because, I mean, their fans, you know, they bring it too. You know, they're all over you. So, you know, it's kind of fun to go in there with your back up against the wall and see what happens against a really good team like that.
What about their lineup? I mean, Bryant's an MVP candidate. Rizzo is having an incredible year. I mean, there's really no weaknesses right now in their lineup.
No, they do have a really good lineup, but so do we. We have a really good lineup too. But yeah, being in Milwaukee, I've had my fair share of battles with those guys in that lineup. That's for sure. But you know, they're a good ball club. We're a good ball club. It'll be a good four-game series there, and hopefully we can come out with a series win.
Before I let you go, you know, getting used to the new catchers, Trevor Brown, Buster Posey, you know, what's the most important thing trying to get on the same page with those guys as a reliever coming in?
I think just obviously they need to know what kind of pitches you have, which way they break. So I think after the first maybe three at the most times they catch you, they kind of – I mean, these guys are big league catchers too. They can get it down pretty quick too. So just I think just for them, once they see like how it breaks, when it breaks, stuff like that helps them out a lot too. But, yeah, I think things seem to be going really well. For the most part, I've been on the same page with both of them when I've been in there. And they're good guys to throw to. I enjoy it.
All right, well, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Giants pitcher Will Smith. I want to thank him and Matt Cain for joining us today on Inside China Basin. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from Giants hitting coach Steve Decker. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.